Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are here today on the presentation of attorneys to be admitted on motion. We have a long list of attorneys and applicants, and you're welcome to be here, and we're grateful that you are. The normal course of events here is for the presenter to come to the podium and give a presentation on the applicant. The applicant will stand at their seat while that takes place. And then we will bring up the applicants to be sworn in. I know that you have all been waiting, many of you, for over an hour here. So I'm going to ask that the presenters be very brief when you come up to the podium and give any reason why you are in the position of presenting for the applicant. We will start with the first presenter, who is Michael R. Travin, on behalf of Kevin Charles Abbott.
Good afternoon, Chief Justice. May it please the court. My name is Michael Travin from the law firm of Retzel & Andrus here in Columbus. It's my pleasure to recommend for admission to the Ohio Bar Kevin Abbott, who is a partner at the Reed Smith Law Firm in Pittsburgh. I've had the great opportunity of working with Kevin on about 10 to 12 cases over the last 3 or 4 years. I view him as an expert in the area of oil and gas. He has been admitted to the federal courts in Ohio, both the Northern and Southern districts, for over 20 years, and I think he would make a fine addition to our bar.
Thank you. Presenter Thomas Balcerzak on behalf of William Chad Butler.
Good afternoon to the court and Chief Justice. I'm presenting William Butler. I've worked with Mr. Butler for approximately 3 years. He's represented my company, American Alliance of Creditor Attorneys, in a number of cases in Indiana. He is a graduate of Michigan State University. I've known Mr. Butler to be honest, forthright, and would be a benefit to the state of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Larry Cecil on behalf of Paul Andrew Kluwel.
Madam Chief Justice, Your Honors, I've known Paul Kluwel since he was a child, as an Eagle Scout, as an exchange student, and as a lawyer. Paul is admitted to both the Connecticut Bar and the New York Bar. He's a highly moral, very bright, competent lawyer, and will be a wonderful addition to our bar.
Thank you. Michael Fuller on behalf of John Robert Cummings III.
Chief Justice, Justices, my name is Mike Fuller with the firm of McHugh Fuller. I'm sponsoring John Cummings, who I've had the opportunity of knowing since 2001 when he was my mentoring attorney when I switched from a prosecutor into private practice. He is very efficient in the area of nursing home litigation, which our firm specializes in, and he will be at a great asset to the bar of the state. Thank you.
Thank you. Elizabeth Tai on behalf of Sybil Lynette Dotson.
I'm attorney Elizabeth Tai. I'm the sponsor of Sybil Dotson. I've known her for more than 15 years. She's licensed in both Nevada and Maryland. She's of great moral standing, forthright, and I think she'd be an excellent addition to the Ohio State Bar.
Thank you. Stephen Habush on behalf of Matthew John Doze.
Chief Justice O'Connor in court, I'm here on behalf of Matthew Doze from the law firm of Schwartz Campbell in Pennsylvania. I'm here under somewhat unusual circumstances as his presenter and his wife are in the delivery room up in Cleveland. But I do know his firm and I do know him personally. I have referred matters over to his client and his firm has worked on him. He's a member of the Pennsylvania Bar and also the West Virginia Bar, so I wholeheartedly welcome him to Ohio and urge you to act favorably and welcome the new citizen of Ohio to from his presenter who's not here.
Thank you. Leonard Ehrenreich on behalf of Daniel Scott Ehrenreich.
Chief Justice O'Connor, may it please the court. My name is Leonard Ehrenreich. I practice in Cleveland, Ohio. I have the honor of presenting Daniel Ehrenreich. I've known him since, I think, about 5 minutes after he was born, since he's my son. He has practiced until now in the state of New York, graduate of Cardozo Law School in 1998. He is very intelligent, highly ethical, and very moral. I think he will make a great addition to the bar of the state of Ohio.
Thank you. Kimball Carey, on behalf of Christopher Douglas Freeman.
May it please the court, I'm Kimball Carey of Granville, Ohio. I practice in Columbus, and I'm here to say a few words in support of Christopher Douglas Freeman for admission to practice in Ohio without examination. And in the blank on the form, I had to fill in how many years I'd known Christopher, and I figured out it was 30 years. So you can, by looking at him, you can guess that's, there may be some youthful indiscretions that I'm aware of, but other than that, certainly nothing that would concern the court. To tell you a little bit about him professionally, he went to college at Worcester, got his law degree at Cincinnati, then got his master's in taxation at NYU. And like a lot of young people, at that time he was tempted by the allure of the state of Colorado and moved there with his wife and has practiced there successfully, but has returned to us to our delight and to the delight of a couple of grandparents sitting behind me. He's now on firmer ground, and I endorse him without reservation and appreciate your consideration.
Thank you. Robert N. Pierce, Jr., on behalf of Bridget DeMarco Furby.
Please the court. My name is Neil Pierce with the law firm of Steptoe & Johnson. I'm here to present Bridget Furby. I've known Ms. Furby for well over 15 years. We've worked on a number of matters together over the years, normally on the same side of the table, occasionally on the other side of the table. And in all my experience working with her over the years, I've found her to be an asset to her clients and a credit to the legal profession. She's admitted in the state of West Virginia, and I'm very pleased personally to seek her admission here in the state of Ohio.
Thank you. John Billick, on behalf of Allison Jacob Gates.
Chief Justice O'Connor and the court, I'd like to recommend Allison Gates for admission, move her admission to the Ohio Bar without examination. She and I practiced law together at the law firm of Little Mendelson. I am in the Cleveland office, and she was in the Houston office for a number of years, and she worked on a number of cases with me, and I can unequivocally recommend her for the bar. I have served for 40 years on the character and fitness committees of the Columbus Bar, the Akron Bar, and the Cleveland Bar, and have viewed many candidates. She is of the top group in that area of character and fitness, and I can present her without reservation.
Thank you. Charles Curley, on behalf of Shannon Harris.
Madam Chief Justice in the court, I'm here today to support the application of Shannon Harris for admission to the Ohio Bar. Shannon is a longtime family friend, a product of the Columbus City School System, proud graduate of Wittenberg University, and got her law degree from the University of Chicago. She served with distinction in a large Chicago firm for about 5 years before making the right decision to come home. And it's an honor and a privilege to support her application for admission to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Chet Peremski, on behalf of Christy Lee Hendricks.
Good afternoon. I'm here to present for inclusion in the Ohio Bar, Christy Hendricks. Christy is with the Office of the General Counsel for Ohio Health Corporation, where she works with me. She's been there for 2 years. She's a lawyer for over 20 years, coming to us from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. She's licensed in the state of Kentucky and Indiana. I just want to say that I've observed Ms. Hendricks in her practice. She focuses on healthcare law, and I've had occasion to hear from many of other lawyers in Ohio. All, including me, would describe her as an excellent lawyer who exhibits the highest professionalism, competence, character, fitness, morals, and ethics in her practice. I recommend her without reservation.
Thank you. Gregory Travaglio, on behalf of Rosemary Hawkins Kahola Kula.
Chief Justice, Justices, I'm here to recommend move the admission of Rosemary Kahola Kula. Rosemary is a 1989 graduate of the University of Texas Law School. She's been in the practice for over 25 years. She's presently the Chief Deputy Prosecutor of Skagit County in the state of Washington, where she's responsible for prosecuting the most serious felonies. I met Mary when, as a member of the Character and Fitness Admission Committee of the Columbus Bar. I interviewed her at length. I've since communicated with her consistently during this process. I can assure the court that from this experience with Rosemary, she is a superb lawyer, and she'll make an excellent member of the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Trina Gothels, on behalf of David Allen Nacht.
Thank you, Chief Justice and Justices. My name is Trina Gothels, and I'm here to present on behalf of Mr. Nacht. Mr. Nacht has been a friend to our firm, and I've known him personally. He's been a great mentor and consult to me in white-collar criminal defense practice at the federal level. He has a stellar background, stellar resume, Harvard undergrad, Michigan law. He started his own firm 18 years ago. He's had a great success in that, and I have no doubt that he'd be a great addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Brandon Duber, on behalf of Sam Gordon Nebrugi.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court, my name is Brandon Duber. It's an honor for me to present a friend and colleague of mine, Sam Nebrugi, for admission to the Ohio State Bar. I've known Mr. Nebrugi for approximately 6 years. He has the utmost moral character, is an extremely competent attorney. He's been licensed in the states of Colorado and North Dakota, and I fully recommend him to the state of Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Jacqueline Gall, on behalf of Russell Joseph Pollack.
Madam Chief Justice, may it please the court, I'm happy and I have the pleasure of presenting Mr. Joseph Pollack. I've known Joseph for 7 years, which is approximately 3/4 of my legal career, and he is a superb attorney. He currently is already a partner at Sachs Waldman, and by coming into the state of Ohio, I will be pleasured, and it is a great opportunity for him as well as the state of Ohio to have his expertise in labor law admitted to our bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Fuller, on behalf of Anthony Lance Raines.
Chief Justice, Justices, may it please the court. I have the opportunity of presenting Anthony Lance Raines. I've worked with him since 2001, focusing on nursing home abuse and neglect. He's currently licensed, and I'm not going to get them all, but Florida, Mississippi, Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and I'd like to sponsor him and move for his admittance into Ohio as well.
Thank you. David Scrobot, on behalf of Robert Joseph Simon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chief Justice, members of the court. I am privileged to present to this court Robert Joseph Simon. I met Robert about 10 months ago after he had practiced in Nevada, both in private practice and as a deputy attorney general of that state. He came back to Ohio to help his family, and I had the privilege of meeting him at that point. I've had the opportunity since that point to see him on almost a daily basis. He's worked in a support capacity in our firm during that time. I've been impressed by his intelligence, his knowledge, his civility, and he certainly is of the moral character and quality that would commend him as a proper candidate for admittance in the state of Ohio.
Thank you. William Lane, on behalf of John Kevin West.
Chief Justice O'Connor. I'm here on behalf of J. Kevin West. I've known Kevin for several years now. He was born in Dayton, Ohio. He grew up in Clark County near New Carlisle and graduated from Springfield Catholic High School and then went to Center College and then the University of Kentucky Law School and was admitted to the Bar of Kentucky in 1986. He was active in the bar there and an adjunct professor at the University of Kentucky Law School. He has joined our firm as part of the Energy Department several years ago and I certainly can vouch for his high moral character, his integrity, high ethical standards, and expertise as a lawyer.
Thank you. John P. Whalen on behalf of James Yalmar Whalen.
Chief Justice, I'm here to recommend that my brother, James Yalmar Whalen, be admitted to the State Bar of Ohio. James was born and raised in Hamilton, Ohio, graduated from St. Xavier High School in Cincinnati, Indiana University, and DePaul University School of Law in Chicago. He passed the Illinois Bar in 2004. He's currently a member in good standing with the Illinois Bar Association. He's also currently a partner with Light Lions in Chicago, Illinois. As an Illinois attorney, he's representing clients ethically, zealously, and with compassion. He's treated the courts and other attorneys with dignity and respect. And for those reasons, I recommend he be admitted to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Bruce Bailey on behalf of Adam Alexander Wolf.
Thank you. May it please the court. I'm Bruce Bailey, practice law in Westerville, Ohio. I'm here on behalf of Adam Wolf. Adam Wolf practices law in Michigan outside Detroit with a firm of Pepper Hamilton, where he's involved in employment litigation and commercial litigation. My knowledge of him comes through knowing him through the community. If you see Adam stand, you'll see he's quite tall. His height is evidence of the fact he was kind of a basketball star in our community. I know him through that. Also through church and through representation of his family. Adam had the experience of going up to Michigan State, being on the Spartans 2000 championship basketball team, but we're hoping that all ends and he comes back to serve in our great state of Ohio. Thank you.
Travis Wolfinger on behalf of Megan Mary Wolfinger.
Good afternoon. May it please the court. My name is Travis Wolfinger, and I have the great pleasure to present Megan Wolfinger for admittance to the Ohio Bar. Megan is currently working at Healthcare REIT in Toledo under her corporate license, and she is licensed in the state of Illinois. I've known Megan for 15 years. I've had the great honor to have been her husband for the past 12. And I can assure you she's a woman of great intelligence and integrity and would be a wonderful addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. May I hear a motion on admission?
Move the admission of all the applicants.
All right, hearing no opposition, I will ask the applicants to step forward and the marshals will direct you where to stand. And Justice Pfeiffer will administer your oath of office. So if you'll come forward, please. And move down and make room for the applicants, please.
Okay, everybody looks like they're ready. If you'd raise your right hand and repeat after me. In the administration, don't repeat this. In the administration of the oath, I will use the word swear. However, if you prefer, you may substitute the word affirm. I, and state your name. Hereby swear. I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio.
And I will abide by the Ohio rules of professional conduct.
I will abide by the Ohio rules of professional conduct.
In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court.
In my capacity as an attorney and an officer of the court.
I will conduct myself with dignity.
I will conduct myself with dignity.
And civility.
And civility.
And show respect for judges.
And show respect for judges.
Court staff.
Court staff.
Clients.
Clients.
Fellow professionals.
Fellow professionals.
And all other persons.
And all other persons.
I will honestly.
I will honestly.
Faithfully.
Faithfully.
And competently.
And competently.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the bar in Ohio. Very grateful that you have traveled here for this ceremony of admittance. It's a very important gesture on our part, and your participation is essential. Thank you very much. Marshal, you adjourn court.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.